Hey everyone, this is Droops yet again for another episode of Twat Radio. And today we're going to be talking about something that's kind of cool, at least to me. And it's this thing called XAMPP. And a little backstory, I'm doing a little PHP, I'm doing a little MySQL. And I said, you know, it'd be really nice to have all this just running on my laptop so that I wouldn't have to upload it to my server to test stuff. And I could have my laptop in my truck with me. So I'm riding around thinking about this. And I come home and I start looking up on the internet. Thinking, oh, this is going to be a bitch having to get all this shit compiled. Because my Debian system has, on my laptop, has nothing. And whenever I want to add something to it, I have to add it. Because I don't have a very powerful laptop. Anyway, I was thinking, oh, I have to add all this shit in and compile this and blah, blah, blah. And I remember trying to do this a long time ago, and it was just a complete pain in the butt. So, I found this thing called XAMPP. And there's several steps, but you go to apachefriends.org and choose English and then scroll down for XAMPP. And you have to download this thing. So, go download it. And then it's very complicated, this installation. So pay very much attention. Log in as root, open up a shell, and then go to where you've downloaded this thing at. It's a tar.gz, and type in this command, tar for tar, space, xvfz, space, xampp, linux, blah, 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 dot tar.gz, space, dash, capital C, space, slash, opt. And that will unzip it and extract it into the OPT directory. And now you have it installed. All your Apache, all your, of course this is Linux, but all your MySQL, all your PHP, all your stuff like that. All you have to do is start it and type slash OPT slash LAMPP slash LAMPP space start. And it'll say it's starting XAMPP and then starting Apache, then starting MySQL. And if you want to go test this thing, look in that directory or just go to localhost or type in your IP address in your browser and it'll show you where all of it's installed and it's pretty damn slick. You've got a control panel and stats, all kinds of good stuff like that. Of course, to stop it, same command except you type stop. You can also restart. You can start just Apache. You can start the Apache SSL support, which is kind of neat. You can just start the MySQL database. You can just start the Pro FTP server. You can stop Apache. You can stop SSL. You can stop MySQL, stop FTP. And you can actually, instead of typing start, you can type security, and it'll install a small security check program. And that, my friend, is bitchin' easy to install this and run this and have that support on your laptop or your computer, whatever, for testing this kind of stuff. Now, it's going to leave a lot of stuff open, so I wouldn't do this and run it on a computer that's connected to the network all the time without locking stuff down, so check into all that. But this has been a Twat Radio. I've been Droops. I hope this was informative to somebody. Later.